So you see, Mr. Bank Vice President, the accident wasn't my fault at all. I was just sitting there in the parking lot, waiting for a break in the traffic, when these two other cars crashed into each other and bounced all over onto my car. My car was totaled. Like, totally. And I won't even get enough money from my insurance company to cover the cost of a new car. So that's why I need a loan, so I could buy a new car. What model was it? It was red. Yes, that's it. It was a red model. It was called Fire Engine Red. I remember because it matched my lipstick and my fingernail polish perfectly. See? Why are you rubbing your forehead, Mr. Banker Man? You got a headache? Men are always rubbing their foreheads around me for some reason. You want a massage? I give really good massages. All the men say so. Oh, okay. Yes, I did fill out the loan application form, but I didn't know the answer to question number 5, something about cosine. I looked up co in my astrology charts, and I couldn't find a sign for co, so I just left the question blank. Is that okay, Mr. Banker Man? There you go again, rubbing your temples and forehead some more. Are you sure you don't want me to give you a massage? I'm really quite good at it, you know. No, I got most of the application filled out, but I got just one more question. You see here, question number 11, where it asks for my income. Is that my total income or just what I report to the government? The reason I ask is that Jack, my boyfriend, says I don't have to report the money I make under the table. You know, under the table. Jack says I do some of my best work under the table. But sometimes I'm under a desk, and once I was inside a box with all kinds of holes cut out, and once I was inside a big, huge cake at a special stag party. The guy was going to get married the next day, and his friends threw him a big party. And I was all covered in mint icing, mint green frosting. It was great. I tasted so good. And all those guys, they just kept coming back for a taste. They loved the frosting too. It was so much fun. Oh, Mr. Banker Man, there you go again, rubbing your temples and forehead. Are you getting a headache? Maybe I can help. Oh, okay. So when do you think I can get the bank loan? There's a process I have to go through? You have to check with the board? Well, how long is that going to take? Well, is there anything I can do to hurry up the process? Collateral? No, I don't have any of that. But I think I got some aspirin in my purse. Will that help? Let me look. Oh, that's all right. I don't mind looking. I always like to be helpful, especially to handsome men like you. Handsome older men. Are you sure there isn't anything I can do to help hurry up my loan? I mean, I'm really desperate to get a new car so I can get to work and everything. I mean, I would do almost anything if you know what I mean, Mr. Banker Man. Why are you looking at me like that? Do you like my red top? I love red. It's such a sexy looking color, don't you think? Especially when I'm wearing my tight, low-cut, scoop neck, red knit top like I am today. It looks so good with my red lipstick, don't you think? My top didn't used to be so tight, but I got mixed up and washed it in hot water, and then I put it in the dryer and it shrunk on me. I can barely fit into it now, and it really shows off my big boobs. Do you think my top is too tight? No? Oh, good. I hate to make a fashion mistake. Do you think it's too low cut? The neckline shrunk too, and I'm afraid that my boobies just kind of hang out a little bit. No? It looks okay then? Well, what about my skirt? Do you think my skirt is too short? Let me stand up. It goes halfway up my thighs. See? And I'm not wearing any stockings. They're too hot to wear in the summertime. So I just prefer to go bare, if you know what I mean. So do you think my skirt is too tight? Let me turn around. It kind of draws tight against my ass cheeks. What do you think, Mr. Bankerman? A down payment? You think that it might be possible for me to get my loan today if I can make a down payment? But I don't have any money. That's why I need the loan. Oh, I can make an in-kind payment. Like what? What did you have in mind? A blowjob? You think a blowjob might make your headache go away and then you'll be able to sign the loan papers? Well, I could do that. I like being nice to men, especially older men who are tall and handsome and broad-shouldered and smart. And I give really good blowjobs, too. That's because I know what men want. I know all about the special needs certain men have, how their balls fill up with cum, loads and loads of cum, and how they need a pretty woman around to help them get relief. An experienced woman who knows what she's doing, who knows how to give a man pleasure. I know how to do that, Mr. Bankerman. Here, let Kitty show how she treats a man who does her a favor. Let me come on over there and sit on your lap and give you a big kiss and run my fingers through your hair as I kiss my way down your neck and chest. Here, let's open up this white shirt you're wearing so that I can show you my gratitude. As I kiss my way down your chest. My, your chest is hairy. I bet all that chest hair would feel really good rubbing against my nipples. Why don't we see? Why don't I just take my top off? Yeah, and then rub my titties all up and down your chest. Uh-huh. See how hard that's making my nipples? Mm-hmm. Now why don't I just scoot further down your lap as you run my hand up and down your pants and feel the thick, big bulge you're hiding in your pants. I bet you have a nice big cock, Mr. Bankerman. A nice, big, thick, suckable cock. Why don't I just unzip your pants and reach inside and see what you're hiding there? Mm-hmm. My, that looks so delicious. A nice, big, fat, thick cock that Kitty can't wait to wrap her lips around. Mm-hmm. Do you like that? Am I doing it right? Do you like looking at me with my mouth full of cock? Your cock? You have lots of pre-cum, don't you, Daddy? Your cock slit is just oozing pre-cum. And it's making my lips all wet. And it tastes so good, too, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It tastes so good, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Kitty likes your cock. Mm-hmm. It's nice and big and fat. Mm-hmm. And it fills up my mouth so good, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, you're pushing your cock so far into my little mouth, I can hardly take it all in. Mm-hmm. Your cock is so big and thick and everything. Do you like feeling my tits rub against your legs as I suck your cock, Daddy? Do you like looking at my big tits as I take your cock inside my mouth? I bet you do, Daddy. In fact, I bet you would like to stick your big, thick cock in between my big, fat titties, wouldn't you, Daddy? And have me rub my titties all up and down your cock, and then lick the tip as you poke it through my tit tunnel. Like that. Oh, Daddy, your cock is getting so big and fat and hard. Do you like watching Kitty make love to your cock, Daddy? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy, are you going to come for Kitty? Are you going to stick your big, fat, thick cock all the way inside my mouth and down my throat and give me your load? I'd like that, Daddy. I would like it if you came for me, if you shot your cum right down my throat and into my belly. Daddy, you just shot such a big load of jizz all the way down my throat. I was choking on it. And there was so much. And my face is such a mess, all sticky and messy with your pre-cum and cum. Do you like that, Daddy? Are you proud of yourself, making Kitty all messy? Now about that loan, Daddy. I made you feel good. So do you think you can make Kitty feel good too? Here's a pen. Right there, Daddy. That's where you sign. Uh-huh. Thank you, Daddy. Why, yes. I can stop by and see you next week and make another down payment.